Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
That's Not Gunner Productions podcast.
Lady Mouse.
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 Ladies, it's time for another awesome episode of Lady Mouth. Don't forget to open yours and to roar more. That's the phrase I'm pushing now, roar more. It's going to be on a sticker eventually. But today I have a very lovely person that I just met called Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Not bad.
So, Amy, how did we meet, even though it was, like, this week, literally?
It was Twitter.
It was. Do you remember why we met on Twitter, though?
I was a bit vulnerable, actually, wasn't I?
Yeah. You were very sad. You were talking about ending it. Why was that?
Lots of reasons. Just feel lonely.
Are you living on your own now?
I've spent the last 3 months in my flat, tiny little flat. It's behind me, it's just tiny. And because our government, the UK government, has completely bungled everything around the coronavirus. And
I think we have Boris Johnson to blame for that, right?
Yeah.
Mini. What a cock.
Mini Trump.
Mini Trump, yeah. I call Trump stupid Hitler. That's what I call him. Because Hitler was smart. He wanted territory. Trump just wants money that will lose value and make him dead.
It's been pretty lonely here, but I've had my fiance here. He's not been here the last week because he's been at work. And because I kept getting picked on, and these people kept picking on me.
Picked on you? What did they say?
Keep saying that I'm not really a woman.
Oh my God. I know. I'm not going to pretend like that doesn't happen. In fact, you have a really shitty writer from your country who, you know, is having her own row with that, to make a pun.
Yeah. Well, these people are being emboldened by...
by that, right?
Yeah.
That incenses me, Amy.
These chromosomes, you have XY chromosomes. I don't know what my chromosomes are because I've never had them tested. It's dead hard to get them tested. And then they're saying, oh, you have a penis, and so you are a man. And I'm like, this is... I'm trying to reason with these people, saying, like, literally, you don't come out of your parents' womb, because I won't use mother, with your sex tattooed on your genitals. It just doesn't happen.
No. And I find it very funny when transphobes, who are generally anti-science, and especially here in the States, any bigot, they're anti-science. But when it comes to transphobia, it's like, you have a penis, you have a vagina. I did science. No, asshole. All humans are born differently. Some can have more X, some can have Y, some can have more progesterone, some can have more testosterone. There's a reason so many people don't feel the sex that they are born and change that so they can be comfortable in their lives. I fucking hate transphobes. Sorry.
I mean, there are people that are not even born solidly in the binary. They got, you know, they're intersex.
Exactly. And there are people born with both genitals. I'm glad the hermaphrodites haven't been attacked yet, because that's a silent group so far.
I think they prefer to be called intersex these days.
Yeah.
I have a slight inkling that I might be, you know, like XXY. My chromosomes are probably XXY. Kleinfelter syndrome.
Okay.
That only really happens to people that are assigned male at birth, but you can, there are certain markers like breast growth and...
Yeah, exactly, because of the hormone levels.
Infertility and...
Yeah, and I know AFAB and, assigned female at birth or assigned male at birth are the acronyms that are used right now, but I hate the word assigned. Like, can it be born?
Because I wasn't born in...
I mean, you were born with the genitalia. Like, I guess assigned just means you were born with the genitalia. That's what you mean.
Assigned is because a doctor looked between my legs and decided that I was, you know.
Yeah, but you're not. You're Amy. You're always Amy. When did you first find Amy? How old are you?
It's a bit complicated. I knew I was a girl really young. Like, I knew I was, like, I was about 3 or 4 years old, maybe.
Awesome.
And I knew about 6, maybe 7, that it could be possible. I saw something on the TV about, I asked my parents, or my mum, and that was the first time that I had been aware of anyone being transitioning, or, you know, having a sex change, as I'd call it in the 90s.
Yeah, that's, we did call it that in the 90s.
And then, you know, and then when I was 8 years old, and from then for a couple of years, I'd be having dreams where, you know, I'd be going to sleep at night and I'd be having dreams that I'd wake up as a girl. Like, yeah, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I'd wake up as a girl. But then I did wake up for real and found that that wasn't true. And it's a great source of heartache. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
So sorry, Amy.
I very much struggled through high school because the majority of my friends in high school were girls. And they, in fact, yeah, two of my best friends in high school were girls. And obviously they were growing boobs and I was wondering why I wasn't.
Oh.
So, and I'm autistic as well, so...
Yeah, and that has to be another struggle altogether. But you seem like you're very, like, high-functioning on the spectrum. Like I've told you, my 12-year-old, she's high-functioning on the spectrum, but her talking is still delayed. Like, she talks a lot. It just sounds like baby voice, and she's 12, so...
I have a lot of problems with talking.
Do you? You don't seem like it. Okay. I think you're awesome. Sorry. How does your autism affect you besides talking?
Eye contact's rubbish.
That's a thing with my daughter. Sometimes I ask her to look at me.
Social anxiety, sensory issues, bright lights. The situation here is that people are telling us to wear face coverings and stuff in public places, and the UK government's made it mandatory. Well, the English government and the Scottish government have made it mandatory to wear face coverings on public transport, but I can't do that because I have sensory issues.
Oh, and then quarantine must make it extra rough for you.
Yeah, so like tomorrow I will have to go into town to pick up my prescription because I've just had my antidepressants changed over.
Okay.
I won't be able, my partner will be back by then because he's coming back tonight. But he will, I'll probably have to drag him into town with me. And I have to keep showing this, showing the bus driver this thing that I've screenshotted on my phone saying that I have a medical condition that I'm exempt from wearing a mask.
Oh, wow. Aren't you afraid of contracting at all, though?
Doesn't really stop you apparently from getting it. It more prevents you from passing it on to everybody else.
Yeah, it's to protect yourself from others. Neither of my daughters I've let out. My daughter in the spectrum, she keeps asking me to go to GameStop. And I'm like, you're going to have to deal with all the video games you have here. We're not going to GameStop.
I mean, I've found that I'm buying most things online at the moment.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. This dress, for example, that I'm wearing now, I bought that online during the lockdown, during lockdown here.
By the way, may I just say, I'm sorry, go on.
Sorry.
I just wanted to say, ever since we started at the Zoom, I just thought that dress looks so sweet on you. The cut is really nice for you, and it gives you lots of shape. Oh, it's so pretty. Oh, it's such a lovely dress. Such a lovely frock. No, it's very good for your shape. Like, I find that sometimes when people transition and, not everybody transitioning to a female has a lot of help shopping, and you suddenly have to get a certain kind of feel for women's clothes at that point, and or what they call women's clothes, you know.
The brand that I bought it from have just, been employing a plus-size transgender model as well, so they're very trans-friendly.
Oh, my God, that's lovely. Do you mind telling me the company name so I can link it in? Jules. Yeah? Okay. Well, you just write it out to me after, and then I will, I'll put it in the show notes, because that can help a lot of people, I think. It's like when they finally started making shoe sizes for drag queens. Like women's shoes in drag queen sizes.
Well, I don't know about my feet. I mean, I'm a size UK size 8. I don't know what that is. I'm American.
If you're an 8, you're probably a 10 in shoe size, which I am too. So we could share shoes. I could send you shoes. I could mail you shoes. I have so many shoes. Amy, do you want shoes? Because I'll give you shoes. I will gladly give you shoes.
Because of my legs, but.
No heels? Well, see, I'm very tall, so I don't wear a lot of heels either. The secret is platforms, because they're like heels, but they're flat, spaces for your foot to rest. So let's go on about your autism. Well, we have already spoken about that.
Yeah.
Do you still have a relationship with your parents or no?
No. My mother can't really see past me being trans, and she's like, I miss my son, blah blah blah.
Oh my god,
thinking this is not good, I can't handle this. And then my dad, he did sort of accept me being trans, but he's just abusive.
Oh gosh, I'm so sorry you have to grow up with that. Well, at least you live alone with your fiance now. That must be a lot of solace, right?
I've just realized I'm actually peeing. Yeah, my shoulder.
Is there sun in England? What? Look at that. You're red.
Yeah.
Where did the sun in England come from?
I don't know, because I haven't seen it since.
How hot is it there now?
It's been very cloudy, and there's been showers and stuff, so.
Oh, yeah. Has it been hot? It's been like 30 C here. It's annoying. Yeah,
it's been up to about 28 here, 29.
Yeah, pretty much here, too. I think it's going to be 95 Fahrenheit today. I'm like, oh, I'm not going outside.
We had 41 last year.
Oh, gosh. So do you even talk to your, do they try to call you or contact you at all?
I'll tell you, I saw my dad, the step monster, when I went fishing last year in these lakes that I often go fishing to. And I tried to be civil and tried to talk to them, and they blanked me. So,
oh my God, I am so sorry about that. I don't understand how parents cannot be supportive of their children when it's something harmless. What I mean, if my children had identity issues that they wanted to talk about, of course, you know. And I'm sorry you had to. You got dealt a bad lot with that. I've known some trans people where their parents like dead name them and shit. And I'm like, that's not, I don't give a shit if you gave birth to that person, you know, or if you name them, you address them by their name now, you know, you're Amy, you know, always Amy. So when did you come out as trans then? You've been feeling
I came out twice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I came out when I was 18. A lot skinnier then. Like UK size 8 then.
Ooh, UK size 8. I don't think I could even fit into that now. I got weight loss surgery, so I used to be extremely unfit. I was probably like 20 stone. But yeah, UK sizes are... What?
At the moment, I'm 18. At the moment.
Stone? Okay. But you know, you don't look as... What?
You don't look terrible because I'm healthy, so...
Yeah, exactly. That's all that's important. I didn't think you looked 18 stone. I think you just look like Amy. You know?
Yeah. yeah, I came out there. But I think a couple of years later, I got raped.
Oh, my God.
And that sort of put a dent in the whole thing. And then my family was all like, you don't like that you're transitioning, blah, blah, blah. So I gave up. Detransitioned from that, but it didn't stick. It lasted like 2 years. And when I was 22, I turned around and said, I have to do it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, of course. You have to be you. I'm so very sorry that you had to go through sexual abuse. How did that, have you been able to heal from it? No. Do you go to therapy at all?
Trying to get therapy in this country is a nightmare.
Really? I always assumed that the NHS, you know, you have that number and they have lots of things to help you. It's kind of like American Medicare.
They're not interested. They're very, very not, especially in trans people. When I first tried to get therapy, they turned around and told me that it was my fault that I was so fucked up.
Get the fuck out. What?
Yeah, they told me that it was my fault because I chose to be trans.
No, you didn't choose. Yeah. What the fuck? Is there that much transphobic hate in the UK right now? Like, are there no therapists that specifically work with transgendered people?
No, I wouldn't know, but I've just got contact with them again in the last sort of week or so because I've been getting really bad.
Yeah, and when I saw that tweet, and I was like, no, I'm going to talk to this person and I'm going to steal them. Because Amy, just so you know, and I'm not going to go all into this, I've had my own dealings with suicidal ideations, so... You know, when I saw you on Twitter, I was like, okay, this girl is hurting. And I took it upon myself to write you. I hope that was okay. So you have my number, my email, and, you know, whenever you need to talk, I am here for you. Okay. Ever since I was a kid, LGBTQI has been my biggest fighting injustice cause. And, I actually have a bunch of Protect Trans Youth stickers all over my car right now. Black Trans Lives Matter. I've made my car all trans recently. Now, why do you think the NHS is such shite? Like, why
Well, I don't know. I mean, when it comes to actual transition care as well, they're even worse.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I transitioned, well, I came out again 10 years ago, 2010, and I don't think I'd actually seen anyone until it was 2012, so still waiting 2 years then.
Wow. Wow.
And then...
Well, and, you know...
People are being referred, you know, from the GP to the clinic in wherever... I mean, there's only six gender identity clinics in the UK. There's, you know, five of them are in England. I mean, I think there's six. There might be a few more. I mean, there's one in London, which I have to go to, even though I'm like 100 miles away from it.
Yeah, I was going to say East Anglia is pretty far from London, but I feel like London has
the bottom of like the east of England. You've got Norfolk. I live in Norwich, is in Norfolk, so I have to go from Norfolk then to get on a train, which will then take me across Suffolk, Essex, and then into London. And then, there's one that I know in Scotland, because my ex-friend used to go to it. I don't get on with her anymore. Turns out she was a bit of a racist.
Oh, that's the worst.
There's one in Glasgow.
In Glasgow?
Yeah.
Did they carry you that?
There's none in Wales. If you
nothing in Wales?
No, if you're transgender and you live in Wales, you get referred to London.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So do you think London or Glasgow has more... ways for you to help you with your health?
I went through London, and then the thing is, as well, they put me on hormones, obviously, but then they ask you like stupid invasive questions, like, do you masturbate when you're dressed as a woman or whatever?
What the hell is that? Their kind of business.
They're trying to accuse you of it being a fetish or something.
That's disgusting. You know, there are a lot of transgendered women who keep their genitals. I mean, I know a few of them. I mean, I don't think that should be an issue at all. You're still a woman. I don't give a shit if what is between your legs. You're a woman.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm probably not going to have surgery because I'm comfortable the way I am.
And that's all you need. You don't need surgery. Do you know here... I live in Pennsylvania now, but I used to live in New York. And in Pennsylvania, I worked in, there's an area called, which is a large LGBTQ area. And I worked at one of the LGBTQ hotels, and they did outpatient for the one doctor, transition doctor there that did the operations. She only charged cash, and it was $100,000. Can you imagine paying like 1.7? I mean, £170,000 just to cash, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and we do outpatient for her clients all the time. And she was the only one in the area. That's because Pennsylvania is a really weird mix of like redneck, you know, Trump people. And then it's like really open, accepting people. It's different. Pennsylvania is the weirdest state in the world. But we're named after all the British things. I live next to a town called and I live in a town called It's all British here, so that's cool. You took us over in the Revolutionary War. Anyway, now next time, so if you're comfortable living the way you are, then I guess all you really need is a strong therapy program and ability to get your hormones, correct? Do you want hormones? Yeah.
I'm on hormones anyway.
Oh, you are on them. Okay, good.
Yeah. I've been on hormones, well, 7 years in September.
Oh, excellent.
So, these are me. This is not false.
I didn't think so. I knew they were your boobs.
Well, they're me.
They look great. They're a better wrap than mine.
Yeah.
Mine are like hanging down because I'm old. See? They're like right down here. You're like 10 years younger than me. You have those nice perky boobs.
This is the thing about being trans. It doesn't really seem to matter how old you are when you transition.
Yeah.
When you first get your boobs out, you know, I've got boobs of a fucking 19-year-old.
I bet your fiance loves that, though.
Oh, yes, he does.
Awesome.
He's a great one. I mean,
how long have you been with him?
Since September.
Oh, that's lovely. When did you get engaged?
Oh, I can't remember. Sometime in the beginning of the lockdown.
That's so funny. I found a boyfriend during lockdown. I never thought that would happen.
I've been talking to him anyway on Twitter and everything because, yeah, he's a trans ally anyway. But then he just turned around and said, oh, you know, I'm attracted to you. And everything. I'm like, okay. I'm kind of attracted to you too.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love, you know what I love about you, Amy? You have gone through so much fucking shit and you are still smiling and you have such a pretty smile. Yeah. And it's nice to know that you have survived and you have wanted to keep going on. You're going from surviving to thriving. I know you might not see thriving yet, but you're getting there. I could tell. I mean, you're a very happy individual, regardless of all the shit you've been through. That's really important. And having a good support system like your fiance, that's really important too. I'm glad that you have each other.
Yeah. He's not trans, you see, you know. And
I don't think that matters, right? You love whom you love, right?
But he doesn't care that I am.
Of course not.
He's an ally anyway, so.
Yeah, he loves you for you.
Yeah, that's great.
One of the first people I ever kissed when I was 15 was a trans woman. Like, it doesn't matter. People are people. You're attracted to people for whatever reason.
I've had more girlfriends since I came out as trans than before.
What was it like having girlfriends? Did you have fun with that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sort of pansexual anyway. I'm not really fussy.
Awesome.
People, I mean, most of the girls that I've been with have been trans, but there were a few that weren't. You know, I've not really been with many guys until I met my fiance.
And what's that been like being with a guy now?
It's good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's great.
Good. Good for you.
It does turn out that he has a quote unquote feminine side.
That probably makes you look at that smile, though. See, there's that Amy smile again. You have such cute girly smiles. You're like, tee-hee, giggle. I love it. You know?
He does look really good in the black dress.
That's awesome.
He's like, you don't mind that. I like to dress up and say, why? He said to me, he said, because a lot of trans women don't like it. They think that I'm taking the piss or something. I'm like, mate, I grew up when my dad was cross-dressed. I'm used to it. But in fact, my mum tried to blame me being trans on my dad cross-dressing.
Really? Wow. You know, I watched a documentary a few years ago based in England about, I guess, cis-hetero cross-dressers and how they were maligned. And it was a very hard documentary to watch. I mean, I don't know if cross-dressing with English men, because let's see, like 500 years ago, men were cross-dressing to act at the Rose Theater, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Women weren't allowed to act. Men did all the female parts. So wouldn't you think that kind of carried over a tradition of men dressing like women? And that's why there's a cross-dressing community in England. I've never seen a cross-dressing community documentary in America, you know? But these poor men were getting so maligned by society. It's like, What the fuck is wrong with wearing whatever you want?
It at least goes all the way back to like the Romans and trans people existing.
Yeah, I don't think people know that trans people have existed as long as humans have existed.
Yeah.
Like, there are stories where, well, no, I know Milan's a girl, but there are other history. Like Joan of Arc, they think she was a trans guy. I mean, a man, a MTF, rather.
MTF.
So. A male to female. Sorry.
Yeah. So, trans girl.
Trans girl, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've read that somewhere. Joan of Arc was probably a man, not a girl, pretending to be a girl, but or lived as a woman. And there's a lot of instances in history like that. I don't know why people like to ignore history, especially England. You guys have all the fucking history.
You know, there's been trans people for like forever. I mean,
exactly.
The transphobes like just turn around and say, oh, that's a new thing. There was never any trans people before, you know, all this is coming along. And I'm like, really? I mean, I can't understand it. I mean, there was, have you ever heard of a guy called Dr. James Barry?
No. I apologize. Who is he?
He was a surgeon. In the 1800s, 1850 something,
mm-hmm.
You know, it was basically Victorian era. But he was a trans guy, and he was the first person to responsible for cesarean sections when you give birth.
Yeah, I had two of them.
Yeah, he was a military surgeon in the British Army. He's born in Ireland.
Okay.
Obtained a medical degree from the University of Edinburgh Medical School and then served in Cape Town, South Africa. Before he retired from the army, he had risen to Inspector General, which would have been the equivalent of a Brigadier General in charge mm-hmm. of military hospitals.
Okay.
Not only improved the conditions for wounded soldiers, but also the conditions of the native inhabitants, and performed the first recorded cesarean section by a European in Africa, in which both the mother and child survived.
Oh, that's wonderful. And he was trans.
Yeah, although Barry's entire life was lived as a man, he was named Margaret Ann Bulkley at birth and was known, grew up as a girl.
Oh, that's fascinating history.
And he only became, assigned sex at birth only became known when he to the public and to military colleagues after he was dead.
Did they retroactively hate him then? I'm kidding.
Well, nobody had performed a SRS on a trans guy by then. I mean, they hadn't even performed it on a trans woman by then.
Oh, wow.
Died in 1865. So he would obviously, when he was buried, when he was embalmed and everything, they would have obviously seen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Trans, you know, like male to female, SRS has been done since like the early 20th century at the very least.
Yeah, one of the person who composes the music for me, he got his top surgery last week on my birthday. I mean, yeah, I thought that was so cool. I'm like, what a great birthday present. I mean, do you ever think of going to another area where it's more accepted for you to get the treatment you need?
Yeah, well, I'm moving from here. We're hoping to get a house because he works quite away from me because he's from Melton Mowbray, which is in Leicestershire.
Oh, okay.
So he lives there. He works in a factory there. The factory that he works at, he's an IT consultant for them, and they are supplying, well, they make plastic pellets.
Okay.
Down and then mold into various other plastic things. So they're supplying plastic, you know, like raw base plastic to other firms, which are then using that plastic to make like medical things.
which they're using in the hospitals. And, you know, so
oh, that's lovely.
Basically, his company is classed as essential at the moment. Because
so he has to work.
Yeah, so he has to work. He's been working mostly from here, but, you know, he's been going in this week because, he went back because we needed some space from each other.
Oh, that happens. Oh, my God.
We've been here for like 2.5 months together in the system.
Yeah. You need your own time. You need to do your own thing. You know.
I do miss him.
Of course you do. He's your man. Are you kidding? I had the same thing with my boyfriend this week. We were spending like every day together and they were like, all right, we need to not spend every day together. And then the one day we didn't hang out, like we had hung out because of something. So yeah, I get it. Of course you miss him, but he'll be back soon. I mean, now in Leicester, do they have adequate medical facilities for trans people? Or Leicester? Do I say Leicester? Leicester.
It's Leicester.
Leicester.
They're currently in the middle of a local lockdown in Leicester.
Really?
Yep. They've had some lockdown measures reversed because apparently there's a spike of cases in Leicester. The nearest gender identity clinic would have been a lot closer if I'd lived in Leicester when I came out, because I'd have probably got sent to either Nottingham or Sheffield. So
I have friends in Nottingham. Well, I have one friend in Nottingham.
I've never been to Nottingham. Well, I've only ever been through Nottingham.
The only time I went to England was Nottingham, and it's gorgeous. Yeah. There's great pubs, and there's Nottingham Forest. I didn't even, because I'm from New York. I'm like, I'm not going to London. It's just a British New York. So I went to Nottinghamshire.
Yeah, what? Nottingham. It's Robin Hood country.
Exactly. Well, I'm sorry. I know his accent is still California, but I love Prince of Thieves forever. I just watched it the other day. I've always loved Robin Hood. Robin Hood, Disney's Robin Hood. Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you don't come at the other end of Disney's Robin Hood without being a furry, though, you haven't done it right.
You want to hear something funny about furries? Have you ever heard the formula for your porn name? It's the first pet you had and the first street you lived on. So my porn name is Fuzzy Dogwood, and the more I think about that, the more I think that it's furry porn.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, my porn name used to be funny until it turned into furry porn for me.
I'm sort of a furry, but...
Are you? What's your animal? I like minotaurs a lot. I don't know why.
I'm a husky.
A husky? Like a puppy?
Yep.
Oh, that's so cute.
I'm a husky.
Oh, are you and your fiance going to get one when you get a house?
I have my way, yeah.
You should get, oh, huskies are adorable. Oh, wait, stay like that, stay just like that. All right, I had to get a picture of you and the husky. Yay, Amy, that's wonderful. That's the picture I'm going to use on Twitter, if that's okay.
That's cool.
Awesome. Amy, you're so beautiful. About your suicidal ideations, because, again, I saw your tweet. You were like, I'm going to end it. That's it. And I read other reactions from people saying how they just met you and how they liked you so much and you inspired them and you helped them. And you just, there was just a lot of love in that tweet for you. And I was like, I don't remember what I said. I'm like, yeah, I wrote a book about suicide. We should talk about it. And then I was just like, fuck it. I'm DMing her. And then again, I stole you. But I have had my own issues with suicidal ideations. And I always want to help anyone who might be emotionally down. So do you think that you really want to kill yourself? Or were you just in a depressed mode that time? Or have you been thinking about it for a while?
I had been thinking about it for a while, but for some reason, the last 2 days, I've just been, like, really sort of happy.
Good. That's amazing. If you could feel happy even once a day, you know, that's on the road to thriving. I struggled with suicide for years. I was so depressed. I didn't want to live for a long time. And then when you start healing yourself and you start feeling happy, that's when it goes. That's when you're on the path to healing yourself. And you have so many supporters on Twitter, which I'm very grateful for, because...
Yeah, I have loads of followers on Twitter.
Yeah, and think of that as your community, you know? People who only want to see the best for you. And don't think about the haters. Fuck the haters, you know? So, Amy, what would you tell other LGBTQIA or just trans people in general? If they're struggling with suicide or suicidal thoughts?
I would say reach out to somebody, because it will get better. It might not seem like you've got any options, or you seem like life isn't worth living or anything, but there are, in my case, I just remembered, you know, I just started thinking about my boyfriend, you know, my fiance, and how much he would be in pain if I could kill myself. But then I'd be like, well, I want to actually make memories. And then I start thinking that I actually want to make memories with him. And, you know, I want
to
live with him. I don't want to kill myself.
Yeah, that's me. That's exactly it. See, that's awesome.
If you're trans, or you know, you're gay or whatever, anywhere in the, you know, in the LGBT, LGBTQIA acronym, whatever your identity is, you know, if you're gay and or lesbian or bi, you know, and you feel suicidal about that, you know, then, you know, you could survive and then go on to have a nice girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, or, you know, or if you're, you know, transgender, non-binary, you know, it'll be like, if you, you know, you can survive long enough to realize your identity and, you know, and be able to see the changes that you want to change, that you want to see, and, you know, get on hormones, get surgery and things like that, which...
That's wonderful, Amy. That is so inspiring. It is so right on. Thank you. Talking to you has been awesome. I hope we talk more. You know, my Zoom's always open if you and I ever just want to chat.
Yeah.
We could chat about anything. I am always here for you, okay? I just want you to know that.
Yeah.
And if you ever struggle with upset feelings, you know, call me. But this has been lovely. And, you know, I hope that when people listen to you talk, they'll see someone beautiful and full of hope and who's ready for the next adventure, you know, and who you're getting not bothered by the past. The past isn't affecting you, you know, you're letting it heal away.
Yeah.
Oh?
I mean, I did get beat up nearly 4 years ago now.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Just walking down the street by the river in the middle of Norwich. And this guy shouts over, "Oh, my fucking God, look at the state of that."
What a chav.
It's pretty much. It was horrid. And he just really. And then he just beats me up. Because.
How long? What did he. What were you thinking? I know.
To be honest.
What?
I thought I was going to die.
Oh my gosh. Did anyone call the police? Did anyone come around to save you?
The thing is, I literally had to shout at somebody before they were walking past while I was getting beaten up. And I literally had to shout at somebody to actually help me. This
holy fuck.
Lady was then walking past and then she's like, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "Then call the police." And then another person came along and went to the local corner store and got me some chocolate.
Oh.
Pepper. you know, because I needed the sugar.
Yeah.
Then the police did turn up. They took more photos of the damage that he'd done. I mean, I had a massive cut under my eye here.
Oh, God.
Both of my eyes went black all around here a couple of days later.
Oh, wow.
I had sore ribs. To be honest, she must have kicked me in the ribs. I had a bump on my head.
Oh, my gosh.
Where my head hit the curb.
Oh, that is mental. So did the police, were they helpful?
They took these pictures of the damage, and then they reckoned that there was no security and there's no CCTV camera.
Oh, there's no camera, so it probably didn't happen? Are you fucking kidding me?
This is the thing. The UK has the reputation of being the most covered country in the entire world with CCTV, and they still couldn't see the asshole.
Did you file a report?
Yeah, obviously the report was on the police database, but they never really looked.
Is this the Norwich police report, so I could call them out on Twitter?
Norwich, yeah. They're rubbish. The thing is, I've been past him at least a couple of times and, you know, got dirty looks from him, probably because I'm still standing. And
you're going to still be standing. You have the spirit.
I've got a lot of PTSD from it, so...
Oh, gosh. So you need therapy for that, too, don't you?
Yeah. I've been back to the place where it happened a couple of times.
You have? That could be very... Was it healing for you?
It's a bit emotional, but yeah.
You know, you're a marvel for the self-work you do for yourself alone, you know? And I think you should be very proud of yourself. And I think... Besides thinking that if you kill yourself, your boyfriend's going to be sad, you know, if you kill yourself, you're going to be sad. You can't. You're too strong to do it, I feel. You've been through so much. I mean, a lot of us have. I was tortured when I was a kid for years. You know, I never really got beat up. I got a lot of emotional abuse that affected me for years. But... You just jump right back up. I don't know if I got beat up, if I would be able to get back up. Like, you're fucking awesome. You know, look at all this shit life is dealing you. Amy, we got to help you.
Yeah, I mean, I've been told that I've inspired other people to be, you know, to come to terms with their identity.
No, it's very humbling. And you don't always know how to thank people for that, but I think that you should just keep doing your Twitter thing because it's amazing. I read your posts when I I look at you every day on Twitter just to see what you're doing.
I'm a very good photographer.
Are you? I would love to see your photography. Do you have something I could link in the show notes or on Twitter?
I have a Flickr account.
Oh, cool. So after that, you'll give me that account. What? Tell me about your photography. What do you love about it?
I'm totally a nerd.
Yeah, me too. Yay.
I'm into transport photography. So, you know, I'm buses and trains. Not so much during the lockdown because I don't really sort of travel in much by bus at the moment, but... I haven't been on a train since about March time, so
yeah.
There's been a lot of wildlife lately. The last batch of photos I took, I got some really good shots of wood pigeon.
Oh, really? Oh, I love nature photography.
And then we've got in the same day, I got some real good shots today of a grey heron, which...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which would be the European equivalent of the great blue heron that you could find in North America.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of grey herons, but yeah, I've only seen the blue herons in here, obviously.
The members of the same genus, they're just different species.
Yeah, that's cool that you know all that too. I love the naturalists of England. I'm a big Beatrix Potter fan.
Yeah.
And
literally behind my laptop here.
Yeah.
The window. And there's a bit of grass outside. It's not my actual garden, it's sort of communal, but there's a bit of grass there. I say grass, most of it's moss now. And, you know, I'm constantly seeing the sparrows flitting about, and, you know, like house sparrows flitting about because they nest up in the roof tiles on the top of the block.
Yeah.
There's always, I've seen collared doves.
Really? What color are they?
Collared.
Collared, sorry. I'm like, doves come in different colors?
And then there's the wood pigeons as well, which are the big fat ones.
Yeah, we have fat pigeons here too. You know, it's funny. I don't know if you knew this, but we got starlings in this country probably about 100 years ago, and they're an invasive species to us because some idiot wanted to bring the birds of Shakespeare here. Don't get me wrong, I love starlings, but it's like, hey, stop killing our sparrows.
I don't even know if starlings are actually native to England, don't they?
Oh, maybe they're killing something else. They'd steal the nest of something. I had read that once.
Well, they seem to blend in quite well here. But there's, like, loads of birds around here. We have, like, various species of tit, you know, blue tits, great tits, and things like that, which are basically the same family relatives of things like chickadees and stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool. You know what I'm jealous about? I used to have a hedgehog when I lived in New York, and I named him Dinsdale after a Monty Python skit, and he was my baby. And I didn't know hedgehogs just roam free in England.
Oh, they do. There's one that comes around the back of my back.
Oh!
I nicknamed him Roger, and he's sitting around with the slugs to eat.
See, you like huskies? I need hedgehogs. Like, I am the hedgehog lady. Like, one day I will have a hedgehog, like, community.
The wild ones here are just, like, full of fleas and...
Oh, well, yeah, no, I don't want to touch the wild ones. I'll get the nice American domesticated ones.
I have to, because, you know, I've had to rescue them before.
You rescue them, hedgehogs, too? Amy, is there anything amazing that you don't do? Seriously, this has been wonderful. I can't wait for people to hear who you really are. And I really hope that people, like, I don't know why there's trans hate. I know I say shit like that. Like, I don't know why there's hate. I mean, I know why there's hate, because people are cunts. Why can't people just try to understand another person and what they go through? I mean, you're an amazing, well-rounded, smart, intelligent, funny human being.
I mean,
and you don't deserve the shit you've gotten.
No. I mean, a lot of these people try to say that I have some made-up fetish, which is apparently, you know...
Of course.
Gynophilia is what they try and say that it is. It's made up. It's a completely made-up thing. The supposed premise...
Fucking ridiculous.
That me and trans people, you know, trans women like me, you know, are into girls as well, are supposedly only, you know, transitioning so we can live out a fetish, or, you know, that we get off on wearing women's clothes. I'm like, I am getting, you know, there probably are people that get off on wearing girls' clothes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
For fuck's sake.
Most people.
But see how misogynistic that is?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, trans hate is full of misogynists. That's what it is. And I'm not trying to get, you know, take away from the trans hate, because I just wanted to explore, like, one of the deeper options of that could be the misogyny.
Yeah, it's, a lot of it is a lot of the hate as well that comes from men is because they see women as weak. And why would a person, you know, who was, you know, who is perceived as a man want to be a woman?
Yeah, I love how men see women as weak, yet women don't need men to exist on this planet at all. Like, it's the men that are, I mean, I'm not trying to be a misandrist now. I'm just saying fragile male egos need to fucking stop. Like, stop being I'm so scared of a woman. She's strong. She's smart. We have to malign her and gaslight her so she knows she's not worth anything.
Yeah, yeah. So,
the fuck?
Then there's another section of society that thinks, you know, in this country, that were predators. In this country, we had a consultation regarding the Gender Recognition Act and whether we could get it simplified so we can get our birth certificate changed without having to go through this long-winded process. The current process for getting a birth certificate changed for a trans person involves getting two medical reports, one of which has to come from the gender identity clinic, the other one can come from your GP. But then you have to amass 2 years' worth of evidence, like bills and pay slips and rent and tenancy agreements and everything.
But your name's been Amy for how many years now?
10.
Yes.
3 months after I came out.
Oh, there you go. So you already have the 2 years, right?
No, well, I have it, but I can't prove it because I threw a lot of my paperwork out.
Oh, shit. So you have to wait the 2 year mark now to change your birth BC?
Under this current sort of, yeah. I mean, I've still got my tenancy for this place.
Yeah.
Knocking around somewhere, and I've been living here for 8 years in October.
Oh, okay. So I would hope that just your lease.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, now, are you on disability?
Yes.
Okay, so does it help?
Yeah. I mean, I can't work, so I'd love to, but since I've been beaten up, I've developed fibromyalgia, so.
Oh, you know, I'm a massage therapist and I have massaged a lot of fibromyalgia patients. And that is like the trans of pathologies. People don't want to acknowledge that exists either. It's like, what the fuck? Constant pain, people.
My GP will tell me that I don't have it because he tried to blame it on my hormones, saying that, oh, it's because you're putting female hormones into a male body, and I'm like, wait.
What kind of doctors do you have in England? You guys are always so like, we're so smarter than the Yanks. Yet your doctors are prehistoric.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? Fibromyalgia isn't real. Trans isn't real. You know, I have. Look at this. Look at this tattoo right here. See that? That's my own version of a Tudor rose because I love England so much. Like since I was five, I told my mom, I don't want jelly, I want jam. But I just learning about England through the shit it does, it just makes me ashamed to be a huge Anglophile.
I mean, there are parts of this country I do like, but some of the systems here just.
It's the systems, not the land. I was just ranting for no reason.
Yeah,
I mean, I love Queen Elizabeth I and Shakespeare. That's why I have the Tudor Rose tattoo.
there's this section of society that thinks that all predators.
What the fuck?
There's also this that think that if we relax this process, because once you've got all this evidence together that I was talking about with the then you then have to send that off to a panel of lawyers that get to decide whether you're enough of a man or a woman. There's no legal recognition for non-binary genders yet.
Oh, my God.
And they then decide whether you've provided enough evidence or not. This is rubbish. And
absolutely rubbish.
Technically, I mean, if I was to get married to my fiance tomorrow, because I don't have my birth certificate changed, I'd be listed as husband on the marriage certificate. They'd both be husband and husband, not husband and wife.
Now, because all marriage is legal in England and happened way before the US got it, for the record.
Well, we got it on the 29th of March 2013. And when they put it through, they forgot that trans people existed.
Oh my God! Are there people, legislators, trying to work to amend that?
Well, yeah. The thing is when we want the Gender Recognition Act to be reformed, so we don't have to have all this bureaucracy to get
Exactly. Why are they stifling their
faith? But basically just signing a legal document saying that I intend to be this gender for like forever. There's a baby sparrow in the garden. He's been quite distracting.
Oh, maybe he's hungry.
He is. He's following his daddy around saying, I want to eat.
Oh, you're so cute, Amy. God, I hope things turn around there. I mean, our country is just as fucked. Every country is fucked right now.
The thing is with this situation is that these trans-exclusionary feminists...
Oh, the TERFs. Oh, my God, the fucking TERFs. And you know, a lot of them are lesbians, too? Like, what the hell?
Well, they claim to be lesbians.
Oh, okay.
There's a fair few of them that are... political lesbians. They're only lesbians because they hate men.
Oh, my God. That's so 90s, don't you think? We had a lot of political that in the 90s.
A lot of them seem to think that if we make the law allow us to get our birth certificates changed just by signing a piece of paper, that means that some random bloke is going to get his birth certificate changed just so he can go into a lady's bath.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that old argument.
Doing that now. And the fact is they're not going to pretend to be a trans woman to do that.
Yeah, that's too much work.
They're going to pretend to be a cleaner.
Well, they've been touting that argument since the I'll Go With You movement, of which I also had that sticker on my car, the trans flag that said I'll Go With You. And that was the big complaint. What if they predator us? Well, then maybe you should teach people to not be fucking predators.
The only problem is, as well, if you force trans people to use the facilities of the sex that they were assigned at birth, you force trans women into the men's toilets where most of them will probably end up getting raped or sexually assaulted.
Exactly. Exactly.
But then you'll force some very hairy and butch trans guys into the ladies' bathroom.
Yeah.
But you know, to stop a cis man from pretending to be a trans man in that situation.
Exactly. Exactly. And to attack you. And here's another point. If I'm at a public bathroom and the women's bathroom is locked, I go in the men's. I don't give a shit. To me, all bathrooms are genderless. Oh, no, it says men. I can't go in, you know, I've never gotten stopped. Like, people have seen me. What?
In this country, in the UK, there are no laws.
Oh, my God.
At all. It's just a social convention.
Exactly. That's all it is. And people are taking it way too seriously. And I like that lots of businesses, I mean, not now, you know, it's harder now, but a lot of people just have genderless bathrooms now.
Yes. There are a lot of places starting to do that here.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, you know, maybe we can, are there movements around you for trans rights? I already have my schedule for when I'm posting your episode, but I definitely am going to collect information and start yelling at people or just supporting. I support this and that, you know?
I don't know about movements so much around here. I mean, there was a trans group that I was in. You know, when I was on the lesser side of 25, but that I found really helpful. I know there's a big protest in London tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yes.
For what?
They want to follow, you know, they want to stop the Equalities Minister.
Equalities, finger quote.
Liz Truss, who's also an MP for South West Norfolk, so she's actually an MP in the county that I live in.
Okay. Is she a Tory, I guess?
She's a Tory.
And yeah, fuck Tories.
And she wants to roll back trans rights and everything. This is why people are protesting tomorrow. I did hint at going down, but with the whole...
I want you to be safe. Yeah. You're immunocompromised, you know?
I don't want to, you know, and I don't do too well with crowds anyway.
I didn't think so, especially with sensory issues. No, I want you to just protect yourself. You're there in solidarity and spirit, you know. I hope the protest goes well. I guess we'll hear about it tomorrow.
It should be all over Twitter anyway tomorrow. So.
Oh, yeah, Twitter. Is that what you call it? Twitter. Twitter. I'm going to twat all about you. Well, all right. So, yeah, I'm going to look up some of the things you've mentioned. And when I post your episode, I am really going to twat off. Let's just say that. For good and positive, I promise. But Amy, I just have to say it's been an absolute pleasure. I am so glad to have met you and that you're in my life now, because you're so fun, and I hope we become close friends over the years and stuff, or maybe get to meet one day.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, you should come to America. I'll take you to New York, you and your fiance.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, New York's fun. Well, it was in the 90s.
I always wanted to go to New York.
Yeah, New York was amazing. I was a kid in the 80s, you know, walking around in the city. And then in the 90s, I was old enough to go to the city by myself. And then when I got my license, I drove in the city. New York is an amazing place. But anyway, all right.
New York or Seattle?
Oh, I'd love to go to Seattle. We can go to Seattle. I love the rain. That's another reason I love England. But you guys have too much sun now. You had a lot of sun last year, too. You don't have enough rain anymore.
Oh, we have rain. We just get all at once.
Yeah. And then you get heat, and then you have no air conditioning. Fine.
No air con.
Hey, ladies, this was a very important episode, and I am very happy to have heard Amy today open her lady mouth and tell us what's really going on. So, Amy, thank you from all of my heart. And you have a rockin' day.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
That's Not Canon is a community committed to giving new podcasters a platform to share their voices and have some fun. If you would like to get started podcasting, or simply enjoyed this podcast and would like to find out more, you can head over to our website at thatsnotcanon.com. If you simply want to support us in what we do, we would very much welcome your patronage at patreon.com/thatsnotcanon.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.